This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Local health officials are reminding eligible seniors and those with disabilities that now's the time to sign up or review their Medicare coverage. As Alana Gordon reports, Medicare's open enrollment period ends a lot earlier this year.
People typically have until the end of this month to enroll in or make changes to their Medicare plans. But this year's deadline is in 2 days.
Midnight, December 7th.
Carol Behan directs CLAIM, Missouri's free Medicare counseling program. Behan says people often don't take advantage of this enrollment period for Medicare Part D prescription drug plans. People may not have to change anything, but they might save money if they compare premiums and deductibles of the different plans.
It can be as much as $300, and then we've seen as much as $2,000 saved. So they're paying a lot of out-of-pocket for their prescriptions. There might be a better plan for them.
Behan says it's important for beneficiaries to check that needed prescriptions are covered, too. Medicare.gov and CLAIM, Missouri's Medicare Counseling Service, can help navigate all of this. Meanwhile, Kansas officials are warning about Medicare Part D schemes. Some recipients have been offered free diabetic supplies over the phone. Officials say Medicare never makes direct house calls asking for people's personal information. I'm Alana Gordon.
The University of Missouri may increase tuition by 3% next year in order to meet the cost of inflation. KBIA's Andrea Chen shows the cuts in state funding may be the factor that matters in the tuition hike.
According to Director of Budget Tim Rooney, MU creators will see the tuition increase proposals at their board meeting next week.
We're looking at 3%, which is really a placeholder for inflation.
MU has already raised tuition by 6.5% this school year. Rooney says the increase didn't fully cover the cost of inflation as the state cut the higher education funding by 8.1% at the same time.
We were still a little bit short. For next year, we're not anticipating an increase in state funding. And so if their funding remains flat, the portion of our budget that is covered from state funding will not be able to cover the inflationary increases that we'll experience.
Paul Wagner is the Deputy Commissioner of the Missouri Department of Higher Education. He does not see a chance for the increase of the state funding either. He says the state budget is not in good shape right now.
There is anticipated to be a large deficit in the state budget in the upcoming budget year, so I think certainly more cuts to higher education institutions are on the table.
Wagner says the founding cuts may be the main reason why institutes in Missouri started to increase their tuition above inflation.
There were agreements with the governor that basically state appropriations would remain flat or the cut would be minimal in exchange for no tuition increase. And then last year there was not such an agreement in place.
The MU curators will vote to approve the tuition and fees at their February board meeting after the state releases its budget plan for the next year in mid-January. Andrew Chen, KBIA News.
Actor Robert Loggia and writer William Least Heat Moon will receive honorary degrees from their alma mater, the University of Missouri. Both will receive the degrees and speak at the school's honor graduation ceremony on December 17th. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.